Nedarim. When we finished the Mishnah.
I think we have still just a few more lines to go.
So what's the union of the Mahalach B'derech Parsha, boys? The Rakhash Minan, Afagav Shepogav Alichotzi B'derech, the Eilu Tvarek, Rav Amina Kima Shepogav Be'el Vav Nika Zer Prisha, Avarach Prisha Nika. So one thing I want to say is that these things came into their position. So it's not really a person sitting in every Medrash and make the conscious decision to go out to look at something, but rather he has to be walked by. It's the Haroi, the Hakroi. That's one shot. The Yeshafash Bederet and Nakat, they should be slacking out of way. Shekola Drachim Becheska Sakona. The Vadim in a Hurlik Bederet, Afon Kam Shuhoi, Payosh Beshaw. He was a hot of Pamuda, Devon, the Masha Poshma, Turn of Shay, the Prisha. Kikla Chazavik, the Kirvat, when the Terror. So he says if a person would be hot of Bederet, so even though he takes a break for a while, but since it's Chazal Tamudai, it's not a real preacher because, he went in and out. Amo Badera, Shubichatka Sakona, was going to play him by Pategu Lufi Arega. So, Badera, which has a lot of Sakonis, and it could be instant Sakona. Lufikach Bishaw, Berega Shupayu, Shishloch, not going to be there for Bishaw. Lufikach Malav, Akos, if you look at Chai, Benam, Shibizanoch. So, Luchor, Anderach, Apshat, it's a mock and sakana, and therefore in a mock and sakana like a drachim, a person needs shmir constantly, and a person doesn't have the liberty to be misech das. Similarly to all the sites of Damirayim, where they were in the middle of learning, and then the Malcham Avos came, and if you stop for a second, then you die. So there's a maximum of drachim which is sakana, and once you're in a maximum sakana, you can't be, you can't be mafsikli. Sakana will hit. Masha'in kin, if not a mafsikli, sakana is like this. That's a bashuk shat. I'd like to try to understand a little bit deeper knage. I think it's a little bit, it's betech dvarav, but a little bit deeper knage. There are matzavim. Let's take something very simple. There's a lach of b'nei ha'ir. B'nei ha'ir have chiyuvim, they have taxes they have to pay, they have rights, they take stock and so on. And the definition of a b'nei ha'ir is somebody who's there, somebody who comes to live there and so on. If a b'nei ha'ir travels out for a while, he's still b'nei ha'ir. So it's possible for him to be shy to the makom, even when he's not in the makom. So the marshal, if somebody were to ask you, where are you, and you would answer where the address is, somebody said, no, you're not there now. So you say, well, yes, physically right now I'm not there, but that's my place. I stepped out for a minute. I went to buy something. I went to take care of something, whatever. But let's say a person is in a motel. So in a motel, the minute you walk out and you're gone, then you're gone. It's not as if you could stay. You're still in the motel. A motel is the etzem, something that's shaykh of firega, and only the firega. And once you're out, you're better not shaykh there anymore. So here it's also like that. Anytime a person is shaykh to a makrim that's kavua, and you can have a kvius and a shaychus even when you're not in that makrim. For instance, let's take an example. Beis Hamikdash is in a makrim kavua. It's in a makrim, and everybody is shaykh to the Beis Hamikdash wherever they are. That they must follow to the Beis Hamikdash. The Makom Hamikdash is kadosh even when it's the Chorbana, and everybody from all over the world faces to the Muslim language. The Mishkan, in the Mishkan itself on Steer, it's Kaddish, the Hebrew Korbanis. If you're not inside the Mishkan, I'm not aware of halacha that you face the Mishkan. Very hard to believe that there is such halacha, because the Makkah is also nothing. And once the Mishkan is done for a particular place, there's a Kedusha, there's nothing there. Because it's not, the Mishkan was the Kedusha for the Derech, and it wasn't Kavua. The Nela, anything that's in the Makkah that belongs to the world of Arai, is there only when you're there. Masha Enke, it's not permanent, you're there even when you're physically not there. So somebody who's a yeshiva, a holom, sitting and learning. So even the time that there's a very famous rush that says that somebody works just for the shachav, has a dinner fair of nafai, it's because the pshat is the person's kivi is the base medrash. Anything else is aroi, so even when he's working, the person's better base medrash. But if the person's kivi is on the outside, and then whenever he comes in, so only when he comes in, that's when he's considered to be Beis Medrash. So when he's Kaveh, he can learn that hour that he's learning, the rest of the time he's not learning. And that's the Kviyas versus Arayas. That's just a whole segment of this. Hello?
So
whatever you can for, you can for, never not that. The a person who's a mahalach b'derech is the etzem not shayach to the makom. A derech is the pshat, it's a metzias. One second, last. Okay, I'm sorry. In the time that a person is supposed to go, a derech is a mitzvah where a person can't be shayach to the makom that he's in, because there's no makom. So when a person is shayach in the world of the base medrash and so on, so there's no sakana to have sick because he's still shayach as makom. In a place he's not shayach, then any hefsik is not good. Let's give a mashal dugma on a practical level. In the tchufa that a person's in a base medrash, so he obviously expects different hanhagas from him. But Minas Steve said there isn't so much a sakana every minute that he's not here. Because the person feels his kviyas is the Beis Medrash, the yeshiva. If the person, once a person's out, so in some sense, only when he's mechubal l'kedusha is he mechubal l'kedusha. When he's not mechubal l'kedusha, he's not mechubal l'kedusha. There is no if he thinks he's in the base medrash only when he's in the base medrash, and anything else is not, it doesn't help him. I won't expand it a drop. In a certain sense, a person who is a person in this world has a Shem Hoylech Baderech. The whole mitzvah of this world is a Hoylech Baderech. In a Derech, the only way you have a Kiyum, a Derech is a Makom Sakana on a deeper level, because since it's a Makom Arei, it doesn't really, it's not a Makom for the person to survive. A Derech is not built in the way that a person can survive. It's built so that when somebody's traveling from point A to point B, he can travel through these points with Sulay. So the sakana is inherent in the derech, and in as much as this world is called the Derech, whenever a person is menatic himself, then he's a sakana, because the essence is only kiyum is when you shine to the end. You can take a look in the Noyik Shavu'ilam. If a person goes through a bad neighborhood, and he looks like he knows where he's going to, and he's headed in a certain direction, it's less a sakana than the person who looks lost, the person who looks like he's loitering, the person who looks like he's looking for something or somebody. Any time you meshayach yourself, you give some pesach to those around, you put yourself in sakana. That's the nature of those mekalos. So the mela, the hoilche b'derech can't be menatik himself, don't have to luxury menatik himself even for 1 minute. So it's a certain muscle for difference between two types of mitzvahs. And also in a bigger oifis, it's a dogma for anybody who shy up in this world, that's the way it goes. I would just like to repeat, there's a very famous vart from the Baal Shem Tov, it's also a Finnish vart, which has their very, very specific cook of things. It says that if somebody is Hoylech Baderech, and says that he marks Kavanah Hilun Zeh, the person is, if that is a perish from Limudai, in other words, I'm halach b'derech v'shoyne, or mas v'shot v'ayman ha'ilun zeh, meaning, if he behares it as a hefzik from his limud, then it's a chay b'nafshay. That a person should see it all as being part and parcel of hashkacha and so on and so forth. So, Siddur Shavadin has that time to it and so on. Okay, next Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that there's a metzias of a mesa that somebody is that is the shachet of mishnasay. There's two ifanim. There is tzakfal of mishnasay, and that's the yeshiv yisirim, which is really in a certain sense different. I mean, there should be three different targets. There's somebody that's an einis gavur. He has a chmatat machlo that there's no way he could remember. The second oifin is he doesn't have a machlo, but he just didn't chaz a lot. And the third one is person actively wants to forget everything that he learned. It's like a pirish, and he's doing it out of his head. It's three masam really. The Mishnah sort of says that it's only talking about one oifin. Kol ha-shecheh dava, kva izbaruch in yezeh, kol ha-prisha midava echad moira la pirish, shu hefa kol ha-dava shu pirish lenu, כמו שבריא כל פרש האיש מן המים, יש איש עד חמיים. He says, Prisha tells us that something is different. למשל, when we take, when we mix milk and milk, it'll always stay around. It'll, even though we mix two different milks, it's never going to separate back to the two different milks. If we mix milk and something else, it will separate. And there'll be a sorting out. Most things that you mix, anything that you medabic as different, the person puts wallpaper on the walls, very nice. It's peeled after 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 100 years, because it's not really part of it. So everything in this world that is bound up with something that's not of its nature falls apart. It separates. Prisha indicates that something is different than the thing of Freshmanim. Just like fire runs away from water, it makes her age hefchamayim.
Lefika
The man is like me, I ring the call, I still have talked to him, I sound like, you know, the perfect stomach, it's not me, it's a match for everything. Well, the same form of what in a house is similar to climate, keep us your stable pen your suru. We have the memory of Pintishka, and our custom volumage in a high which is actually same anyway. We have got to listen to your suru, the match as you see about them, actually still in the atmosphere. Selected pentasiri, they come up on the happy machine, pen your sura of the master dino other. While I accept to say that master should make the company with the inner information family was told I missed after I came last year. The union of Hasara as opposed to Shikha is as follows. The Shikha is just a material of not knowing it. And therefore, it's let's call it a symptom. So if a person, Rahmanasan, let's say, somebody cut a piece of his brain off, or a person is not sick, and he doesn't remember, that's shikha. Shikha just means he doesn't remember it. You can't say that a person, that is any riot in a person's material. Yesirin means they were removed. Something, it's not just that you don't have it, it's much more of a day, but let's say I have a box and stuff goes missing that, you know, that's called shikha. But a yesir means someone took it out as opposed to it falling apart in its own right or whatever. So hasar means that there is an ank done over there that is it's showing the incompatibility of credit to the person. The word shikha in itself doesn't mean that the person is anything. It's a symptom. Shikha means like, yes, I knew the circuit, but I don't know the circuit. Nothing else with it. But hasara means the sugya has peeled off. Now, if a person really cares for something, and he would hazard it, he would, he said hazard. For instance, I don't know in England how it works. In America, there's a lot of statistics that come with the baseball games. How many hits he hit, how many misses, and catches and saves, and shutouts, kids that are into it, they really like it. Besides the fact that they seem to have the Kabbalistic talent for remembering this stuff, are always looking and reading and researching it and so on because he wants to look at it. He wants to know, he wants to remember. If the person stops reading about it, first let's say a kid goes up and stops reading about the games and the statistics and so on, that act itself is a means that the thing has become incompatible. By not doing something, I'm demonstrating that it is not precious. And so in the act of Hasara, which shows the incompatibility of prayer with that particular person, not having it also falls under that rubric. It's the same thing, because basically what I'm doing is I am, I am demonstrating that I'm not a cushion to the Indian itself. If it's talk to a Mishnah, so what about talk to a Mishnah? I mean, if Taira is a school of Chaim, so right, that a person is the Einis, and he can't get punished, but he still doesn't know the Taira, he's still not Mechor the Taira. Terence is, it's not the Chibur to the Torah itself, it's the actual word, so to speak. It's the Tshuka for the Torah. If the person is, wants the learning, he's not Shechashka the Torah. So the fact that he does that in itself is the Chibur to the Ruchnis. Here is a person whose Nafsha is Kasha to the Torah. And therefore, the person is, and that's his Keshet Chaim. as opposed to a person who's not kosher to Torah and he has no shaykhus to it, then the pshat is he doesn't care to chazer because it's not important enough. So that's a hasara. That's the pshat is the thing was on it and it moved off. Shekha doesn't mean it was on it, it moved off. Shekha would be like, let's say on it, I'm gonna chop that piece of the brain. That's not called hasara. Hasara means the two things peeled apart. So whether it's because the person actively was excited that he learned to push out of that information, or the person doesn't care enough to keep or retain the information, it's high no house. Any questions?
No, that's good.
No.
Okay.
Shabbos.
Okay. Shabbos.